I ask my clients, what kind of kid do you want to raise? I've never really had one yet say, I think I would like to raise a typical child who is pretty much like his peer group. That's what I want. As long as he's average today in morals, character, responsibility, maturity, compassion, seeking God, that's good enough. I would consider my parenting a success. He's not on drugs. And he does go to church at Christmas and Easter. That's good. All right? And yeah, he's living with a girl, but she's a nice girl. Okay? And her two kids are very sweet, too. No, they don't say that. Even those who are not Christian don't say that. Something in them says, I want to raise a child morally above the norm. Now, if one says, but Dr. Ray, you know, what do you mean typical? Well, let me give you an example. Recent census statistics have said in the 25 to 44-year-old age group, more of them are living together than are married. Okay, so if you want to raise a typical kid and your kid lives with his boyfriend or girlfriend, they're average. They're the norm. Are you satisfied with the norm? Okay, that's my point. So, having said that, for most people, it seems to me, they want to raise not a civilized child. They want to raise a moralized child. Virtuous. Civilized, as I tell my clients, is relatively easy to do. It is. Get a kid who can hold a job. Get a kid who doesn't get in trouble with the law. Routinely doesn't punch people when they're mad. You get a kid who kind of takes care of his car, sorta. I mean, he pays most of his bills. Every once in a while, he gets behind, or maybe a collection agency comes after him, but he usually straightens it out. You get a kid who pays his library fines, you know? Takes out all those DVDs and eventually he pays his library fines after they send him a third letter. You get a kid who maybe goes to college. Yeah, okay, he'll drink on the weekend somewhat, but he doesn't get crazy about it. And yeah, his grades are all right. They're certainly not as good as he could do, but they're all right. See, that's a civilized child. Pretty, I don't want to say it's easy to do, but it takes a lot less effort than to raise a child that is a virtuous child. It just does. There's no question about it. You can raise a civilized child in many respects by being pretty much like everybody else is. Show them some love. Show them some basic discipline. Don't get too crazy with permissiveness here. Supervise them, at least at the level that most of their peers' parents supervise, and you'll probably get a kid who's civilized. What has happened in our culture, though, is that many people are now satisfied with civilized. He's not on drugs. Yeah, he's miserable with me. He's argumentative. He's difficult. He's entitled. He's nasty. But hey, everybody else thinks he's a great kid. So, you know, feel good about that. You want to raise a virtuous child, there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is it's a lot harder. You got to supervise radically differently than the people around you. You got to supervise at a point that they all just look at you and think, what is with your parenting? You got to discipline. You got to discipline a lot better. A lot better. You got to keep an eye on things. You got to watch media. You got to watch computer. You got to watch video games. And when I say watch, I mean supervise, maybe eliminate television, cell phones. These things all come under careful scrutiny at a level far beyond anything your peers or their peers are doing. That's if you want to raise a virtuous child. It's a lot harder. It's just a lot harder. You gotta make sure that you have a chance as a parent to teach the morals and virtues you want to teach without all this societal cultural interference, okay? It's chaff. It'll keep your signal from getting through. The bad news. The good news. It's ultimately what you want to do. It's the kind of kid you want to raise. And it's the kind of kid that age 23 or 26 or 29, you go, whoa. Thank you, God. What a beautiful human being. All that effort was worth it. Even if there were some bumpy spots along the way, they were temporary. They were not indicative of a life to come. So, next time somebody gives you grief over your parenting, because, you know, it's just out of the American mainstream, why don't you go live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania with the Amish? Next time they do that to you, maybe you could just look at them and say something like, well, I've really wrestled. And I've decided I got to do my very best to raise a virtuous child, not just a civilized child.